Hi, hello and welcome to episode 9 of The Big Rewind. We've made it for 9 episodes, Jamie. It's messed up. We've had so much news, so much fun, so much singing. Say something. Say something. Something.
Hello.
Oh my god. You didn't even answer my question. You're just like, hi. Anyway, we need to get to the news quickly today because there's some big news, some really big news.
Really?
That's why I call this section The Big News. All right, I'll start with a song that'll give you a good idea of what's going on. You probably know already. Everyone knows. Do you know what's going on?
No.
What? You don't know? Anyway, it was Comic-Con, so yes. a bunch of stuff happened.
Yeah.
Not much news, really. It's mostly all stuff we knew already. It's just they had all the cast of various movies come in, like X-Men, whatever. But Zack Snyder shows up and says that Man of Steel 2, or whatever the follow-up to Man of Steel is going to be, will be a Batman-Superman team-up. Or not really a team-up.
I assume
up, but
not Christian Bale, though.
No.
No. So it's not Nolan's Batman and Nolan's Superman
it'll be
together, which, why is it not?
It would be great.
Why is it not? I don't understand.
I don't know.
He's involved in both projects.
I think Nolan probably realizes now that he should have ended with The Dark Knight Returns, like, instead of fucking Dark Knight Rises, which took a lot from Dark Knight Returns. But he should have just made that. Have Superman come in, and then you've got the transition for Zack Snyder's bullshit.
It's all wrong timing, though, isn't it? I mean, it's like, Man of Steel's quite a while after, you know.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, how long ago?
Well, we don't know.
Rises was a couple of years ago now?
But all these team-ups don't make any sense anyway.
Like, they're trying to combat,
yeah,
like, Avengers, get that.
But even Avengers doesn't make any sense. It's like the X-Men don't know what's
going
on.
Yeah, but it did well in the box office. So I think studios are probably putting on demand and pressure to be like, well, what can we do that isn't the Justice League? Because you haven't got all the components of the Justice League.
They will figure out a way to do the Justice League eventually. Even if there's characters
missing. It's going to take ages.
They'll do one with characters missing. Like, even if it's just...
You got Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Even if it's just Green Lantern, Batman, Superman, Flash, which they're going to start soon.
Yeah.
That's enough. Like, Avengers...
What about Aquaman? They still haven't...
Just bring him in during the movie, like Hawkeye. Like, you don't need an Aquaman movie. No one wants that.
I do.
Well, it'd be pretty funny.
I want an Aquaman film, but I want it to be completely and utterly ridiculous.
Who could play Aquaman? Bradley Cooper.
No, I
don't know. Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. No, yeah. Ryan Gosling.
That'd be awesome.
That would be perfect.
He's just like staring the whole time.
And then
he opens his mouth right at the end of the movie and he's like... Whoop, 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 whoop. And a dolphin shows up and starts humping his leg.
What's the actor's name who plays Two-Face?
Aaron Eckhart.
Oh, yes,
He's too busy being Frankenstein.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah. But, yeah, Eckhart could...
He should play a superhero. He's got the chin.
Or maybe Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah. Yeah, but he does... He's too busy making decent movies.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of harsh.
I know. But, yeah... So, since you know, I'm not a big fan of Man of Steel, I'm kind of a bit scared that Zack Snyder's got Batman now.
Oh, but, I see. All right. No, I worry as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed Man of Steel, but I don't want to give him Batman.
No. But then again, Man of Steel was basically a Batman movie that just happened to have, Superman's in it. So, that might work, that side of it. But I don't know. Who's going to play Batman? Ryan Gosling.
No.
He doesn't say anything, and then at the end he's like,
I'm
Batman. And then a dolphin comes in and starts humping his leg.
Gordon Joseph Levitt.
Damn you, penguin!
Gordon Joseph Levitt. should be Batman.
It's Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, whichever way
you mixed up his name. No, he's tiny.
He swaps it around on a daily basis so that he keeps it fresh.
Have him come
sometimes
in,
it's Levitt, go Jordan, Joseph.
Have him come in as Nightwing and just explain it. Oh, we decided you were too short to be Batman. So, yeah.
Tom Hardy.
There you go. He's Bane.
I know.
I'm Batman. No, that's not going to work, all right?
He takes over, you know. He kills Christian Bale off screen.
So. I guess we don't know what happened to Bane. Yeah. He just got shot and, you know, pushed against the wall, so could still be alive.
I'm not dead yet.
Well, come on. It's a Monty Python reference. Jesus.
No, that's not... No, that's no, it's not the line.
It is. Anyway.
I feel fine.
Oh, yes.
I feel fine.
What? I don't know.
Doesn't sound dead.
Other stuff.
I feel happy.
Other stuff.
Sorry.
During Comic-Con, pictures were released for the new X-Men film.
Mm-hmm.
Not from the film itself, just like stills of... Not stills, just fucking pictures of the cast.
Yeah.
In costume.
Yeah.
It looks weird. There's this French actor, Omar Sy, who's playing Bishop. Looks nothing like Bishop.
Really?
Yeah, it just looks
I haven't seen these pictures, so...
He just looks like a normal dude with dreads and a fucking scar on his eye.
Dreads?
But Bishop's like a tough, bulky guy.
Well, yeah, I know, but...
He's like the size of The Rock, normally.
It should have been The Rock.
Yeah, well... Or someone with the same stature.
Yeah.
Omar Sy is kind of a sneak...
Or it should be Mark Wahlberg from Pain and Gain.
No. He's too Marky Mark for anything. But yeah, I don't know. It's going to look weird. Ian McKellen looks about 400 years old in this picture.
Well, he's pushing that kind of age now.
But I don't know. They've given him a weird haircut. I don't know. They all look weird in those posters. So, I don't know. There's a shot as well that they released of Wolverine looking a bit older with like kind of greyish hair.
Oh, okay.
Not all grey, but just a little.
How can he be older?
I don't know.
He's like friggin' immortal.
That's why it's weird. Who knows what could have happened?
Do you know in the comic books there's an era of Wolverine whereby his adamantium is removed by Magneto.
Oh yeah.
And he goes back to just having like the bone.
Yeah, yeah.
Which they don't have in the films. Like,
aren't they going to do that in the new one? No, maybe not.
I don't know, but no, they're not going to do that. It's like, they never have in the films anyway, when you kind of see his past before he has adamantium.
I'm trying to remember...
You never see the bone...
Didn't they do that in Wolverine Origins? I'm sure they've done that.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was talking about X-Men 1 and 2.
Oh, no, they haven't done that now.
Yeah.
But I think they touched upon it in Wolverine Origins, but that movie wasn't, you know, very good. So. Yeah. Can't but barely anyway, remember it, but yeah.
Anyway, so I'm still looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, me too.
Some weird reason.
It's still the story I've been waiting to see in the next X-Men film for ages.
Yeah.
So still hoping it'll be good. More Avengers news. Avengers 2, they've released the title. It's going to be The Avengers Age of Ultron.
Okay.
It's a bit weird.
Who's Ultron?
Ultron... He's a comic book character. He's like a giant kind of robot dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Made of adamantium.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
I think that's the first time they actually mention adamantium is with Ultron. But I never read really the Avengers comic, so I don't know really what he does or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, so this is why Wolverine has to be involved in the film.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he can't easily kill him, I guess. He's just kind of like...
Well, no, because they're like, it's made out of adamantium. Who do we know that has adamantium? Oh, Wolverine.
That might be the link to the X-Men being in that film, I guess.
I want to know what's so special about this material that no one seems to be able to obtain.
Yeah.
Except for when it's...
Unobtainium.
Yeah, except for when it's obviously plot-driven or really fucking important. Yeah. Why isn't everything made out of adamantium?
I'm just worried that they have too many villains to juggle now. Loki's still around, although they might kill him off in the Dark World, Thor. So Loki's still around. Red Skull is fuck knows where.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You've got fucking I don't know who was the villain in the Hulk. No one cares, really. Abomination's dead, I guess. But then they introduced Thanos at the end of the Avengers. Forget Doctor Doom.
What?
They haven't done the reboot of Fantastic Four, so technically they don't exist in that world yet.
I want Doctor Doom. I like Doctor Doom.
I guess. If they do him well.
Yeah.
It'll still look a bit silly, but...
It always does, but I just...
It looks like a Jedi. Yeah. Well, a Sith, shall we say. But, yeah, so I don't know. I don't know how the hell they're going to juggle all those villains and all these characters and stuff. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting in the Avengers 2, but I'm kind of afraid that it's too, I don't know, obscure for most people. Like Ultron. Come on. Everyone knows Red Skull.
I don't think it matters anymore.
It might do, because people might just be like, who the fuck is Ultron?
No, I don't think it matters anymore.
But I guess, you know...
I think most people...
They expect people to go and read some Avengers comics.
Well, no, that's the thing. I think we've definitely got to the point where we're like, no, the franchise itself stands without the, you know, beyond the comics. People just see, oh, it's Marvel. It's related to comics, but... We don't need it to be like the comics.
Oh yeah, plus there's the villain in there's a new villain in the new Captain America. He looks cool. Let's see if we can try and link Batman to the next story. Terrence Malick is facing a lawsuit for a film he was given $3 million to make.
Yeah.
But they're claiming that he never made it.
Oh, okay.
So they're just like, where's the fucking money?
Was it Batman?
It was actually not Batman at all, but we linked it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they gave him $3 million, and they say that he put some of that money into his next two films.
Oh, so they want but they're like,
yeah, they're like, we didn't pay for those films. We wanted that specific film.
So he just took $3 million.
That's what they say.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right.
But it might be
allegedly
bullshit.
Allegedly,
yeah.
He took $3 million. I just went, bye.
Yeah, because he was like really, it's like, oh, I really want to make this film. It's like a wonderful dream of mine. And then it's like, you made two other films?
Yeah.
It's like, where's that film you talked about?
Now, this might be in your news reel, so we'll skip to this if it is. But did you see Benedict Cumberbatch in his new film, which is about WikiLeaks?
Oh, I saw a picture
and
of that.
He's playing Julian Assange.
I know.
And it kind of works.
He'd like that.
I know, but, forget about the politics and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But the...
I will.
Yeah. But, like, it looks like Benedict Cumberbatch kind of nails his idioms and, you know, and the look and the voice. And I look forward to just seeing that from a film point of view. Yeah. So, you know, because it's not going to be historically accurate. I mean, it's not going to be super accurate.
Yeah.
I don't even know if this is being made with the express kind of blessing of WikiLeaks and Julian Assange.
Yeah,
so it could be a biased film. It could be a glorifying film. It's not going to be accurate. It's, you know, there are, to be honest, I don't think there are any films that are super accurate.
Maybe they'll introduce Ultron.
Certain films can be plausible, like Platoon, for example.
Platoon.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
It's a plausible film.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't mean it actually happened.
Yeah.
Right? Lots of things like that. Like Apocalypse Now, it's a plausible film, but it didn't necessarily actually happen the way it was shot.
Yeah, yeah. It's not really about the realism. It's more about kind of...
The message.
The message, yeah.
It's all about the message. And the message is, war never changes.
War equals bad. No, that wasn't the message of that movie. That was obvious. It was more like, war will drive you insane.
Yeah, it will drive you insane. But it will also bring out the best acting.
Yeah, exactly. The next big news, Sacha Baron Cohen, who's meant to play Freddie Mercury.
He's
walked out of that.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not doing it anymore.
Why not?
That biopic was meant to be really kind of raw. Biopic showing the real Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, yeah. I understand.
The band, the members of the band.
Yeah, they're still alive.
Yeah. They've said they want a more like PG take on that story.
Ah.
And so
Sacha... See, I'm on Sacha Baron.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, fuck that.
No.
And then he left. So, yeah, that doesn't look good for that movie now.
Good. No, I'm good. That's a good statement, really.
It's but what's like, the point?
You either do it all and show everything, or get the fuck out.
Honestly, I think the studio... Because the studio were like... They're kind of torn. Because they're like, either we're Sacha Baron Cohen, or...
Someone would do it.
We have no Queen music, because they own the music. So they'd be like...
Right.
If they go against what the band says, they'd be like, well, we can still make the movie, I guess. But we don't have any Queen music. So every time he goes to sing, they have to cut to like a puppy taking a shit or something. So, yeah. That sucks. Sounded good, that movie. Then again, biopics...
No. Yeah, I know. We
they're never good. They are good sometimes. But
we've got this weird obsession, haven't we?
Yeah, there was like two, three weeks ago, we were talking about there's like 5 biopics already coming out.
I know. Like, we've already had loads of
Diana,
the Queen one.
Oh my god. Yeah. But yeah, so that's.
Goddamn royal family.
Unfortunate. PG my ass. Alright.
It's a boy!
Oh no, please. I don't want any. Royal baby talk.
That's it. I mean, that's all the news you need.
That's it, yeah.
That's the news done.
Oh, good. A new little rich white kid was born. Great.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
All right.
Incoming message from the big giant head.
Yes.
What's that from?
Incoming message from the big giant head, Jamie.
What's that from?
Third Rock from the Sun.
Ah, yes.
It's a very, very recent reference. Not. It's
no, like not
15 years ago. John Lithgow, who played the main alien in that bunch, he's on for the new Christopher Nolan film, Interstellar.
Ooh.
Which sounds good.
Is Interstellar based on anything? Or is it a new franchise?
I don't know. I think it's a new thing. It's like Inception. All his in-between Batman films are going to be called In Something. Like, the next one will be Intermediate. Intertwined. The Prestige. Oh, I just killed my own argument. God damn it! But anyway, he's a good actor. So
interpersonal.
I just hope he's better when he's funny, when he's really over the top.
Yeah.
I don't think there's going to be a film where he's going to be able to do that. But he's good anyway, so looking forward to that.
I have some also bonus news. Well, it's not really news, it's a recommendation to go read.
Bonus news? I'm listening.
Whatever. If you want to read like a good article, the Guardian interviewed Nicolas Cage.
News just in, we both have boners.
Shut up. And it's a really good article. It kind of talks about how aware Nicolas Cage is of his own hype.
Oh, yeah.
And his own kind of persona.
Okay, I haven't read that.
And it's good because it also talks about how... you know, certain directors have had issues with him before, and it's an interesting read, and it's sort of, it's because, like, Cage sort of challenges the certain perceptions, like one being that he does it just for the pay and stuff like
that. I'm not doing it just for the pay.
That's a good quote. That's a really good. But I recommend it. There's an interview on Guardian. It was recent, so it should be easy to find.
The Guardian.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, but he also talked on Empire Magazine about Superman Lives. You know, he was meant to be Superman at one point.
Really?
Yeah. In the 80s. Was it the 80s? Well, yeah. They were going to do...
He's a very unusual...
No, 90s.
They were an unusual man, but he kind of... He has his moments.
Yeah. He was going to be Superman in Superman Lives.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith scripted Tim Burton film. But it never happened, for whatever reason. But that's my segue to Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Who, you know, he does podcasts, and he's got a whole smodcast empire. He's... Jokingly was talking to Scott Mosier, who's his producer and also co-host of one of his podcasts, and they were joking around about like making a horror film called The Walrus and the Carpenter, which would be like the human centipede, but with a guy in a walrus suit and stuff and like made of skin.
Okay.
They were talking about all this fucked up shit, and then they developed the whole film. And like in the next episode, Kevin Smith had written 70 pages of a fucking script for that. And he's renamed it Tusk.
All right.
Yeah. And it might still happen.
No studio.
No, maybe not. He might have to fund it himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, if I had money, I'd fund it. I'd be like, I want to see a Kevin Smith walrus movie. That's going to be awesome.
It's those kind of things. It sounds awesome, but will it really be? Yes. Will it just be really boring?
It's like Sharknado. Just the fact that it exists is enough for me. So, oh God, I can't pronounce this name. Chuck Palahniuk. He's the writer of the novel that inspired Fight Club.
Oh, right, okay.
And I know we're breaking the rules, yeah. But fuck it. He might write a sequel as a graphic novel.
Okay.
So we might get Fight Club 2 as a graphic novel. It seems they're doing that now.
I hope they don't do a film, though.
No, please. No, that's enough. Leave it alone.
You don't need to.
They've already made a game, which, oh my fucking God, that was bad.
Yeah.
Do you remember that game? It was like PS2.
No, I've seen it. I haven't played it, but yeah, it was bad.
It starts off and there's like a cutscene about people fighting, whatever, and then the rest of the cutscenes are just a fucking slideshow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It's PS2.
Uh-huh.
It's like, okay, if it's a fucking...
They had full motion CGI graphics in PlayStation.
I know. It's like, oh, let's go back to fucking Commodore 64 graphics. It's like, what are you doing? But yeah, so that might be alright as a sequel on the graphic novel. I prefer that they do that. If they're going to do a sequel that doesn't need to exist, just make it as a graphic novel. Mm. So I'll read it if I want to.
Is he going to follow the main characters, or is it going to be another...
I think so. I think he'll be focusing on Tyler Durden.
Okay.
So that side of him, rather than his... I don't know. I think so.
Okay.
Sci-Fi Channel are planning a pilot episode for a new TV series.
Yeah.
Called The 12 Monkeys. I know.
What? But based on the film?
Yeah. It's like everyone's capitalizing on Brad Pitt movies these days.
What? What?
They're going to try and do a
12... That film is very conclusive.
I don't know how they're going to make a series out of this. Are they going to do it in a really linear way instead of going back in time and then fucking going back, forward?
What?
If you can see Jamie's face, he's so confused.
It's
like, what?
What?
It's like I just stepped on...
How can you make a series out of the film? What's the formula?
It's like I just stepped on your boner.
There's no formula to that. What's going on?
I don't know. I have a feeling it's just going to be a pilot, and then they'll be like, there's no series.
Yeah, I know.
It's just like, Monkey 1, and then they'll be like, that's...
Oh, unless it's nothing to do with it, and they just call it 12 Monkeys.
No, I think
it's some kind of, like, you know, fight action series where it is actually 12 monkeys.
Actual 12 monkeys. All with boners.
Oh, fuck off. What's your obsession today with boners?
I don't know. Why did we talk about boners early on?
You did. You just brought it up.
I did not. You brought it up.
Because I said bonus.
There you go.
I said bonus.
There you go, talking about boners again.
You were like, oh, boner.
That Jamie so always immature. Has penis on the mind.
Move on.
Trailers.
Yeah.
New trailers. There was like a teaser for The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I haven't seen it.
Where they didn't show Spider-Man or anything. They just show... There's like a voiceover of Jamie Foxx who's playing Electro. And then it cuts to Jamie Foxx looking all blue. And then he's got like sparks everywhere. He's like, ah! And it looks shit.
Brilliant.
It looks shit, dude. That movie's not going to be good. This is going to be Spider-Man 3.
It's Spider-Man 2.
It's The Amazing
Spider-Man Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Okay. It's going to have Paul Giamatti as Rhino.
Yeah, all right.
But Paul Giamatti is really good in most things, so he might pull it off.
Yeah.
But Jamie Foxx as Electro, it's not looking right so far.
Okay.
I
like Jamie Foxx, though. So.
Yeah, me too. But like, they've made him look really geeky when he's normal. Yeah. But he's like, he's got like a comb over and glasses. Like,
I mean, Jamie Foxx does have some bad films. Like,
he does.
Soloist.
The Soloist. Stealth. Remember Stealth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Evil plane! That's the whole plot of that fucking movie. You just like him because he's called Jamie.
Whoa.
And that's your name.
Yeah. No, but come on. But he's Django and Ray.
Django, yeah. Ray.
Anyway.
Other films. Oh, Collateral was good.
Yeah.
Anyway. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to it, but I have a feeling it's going to be way sillier than it probably should be. The next two trailers we've seen recently, it was Kick-Ass 2.
Oh, yes.
But not the sequel. Fuck, it's going to be just sequels. That trailer looked a bit ass.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, but it could be good.
They're focusing on Hit Girl, and she's just like fighting, flashbacking.
I don't know about you, but the actress.
Yeah, Chloe Moretz.
She's strangely attractive. I find her quite unusual. She's like a Winona Ryder, you know, Winona Ryder. I'm not saying she looks like Winona Ryder. I'm saying she has that sort of charm.
Weird charm.
Quality. You look at her and go, she's not obviously attractive, but she's still quite attractive. And
this is the sound of me checking for Chloe Moretz's age, so I can just call Jamie a pedophile. Let me just see. Born in 1997.
Oh, fuck.
It's not looking good, dude. It's not looking good. So how many years is that?
She's 16.
Oh.
Well, I don't know what point in 97. So.
Then again, check out this picture.
Oh, come on, dude.
She's not naked.
Alright, look, it doesn't matter. Even if she is just 16, it's still that's still kind of borderline.
Yeah, there's some really good backtracking, Jamie.
Fuck.
You pedophile! Sorry. That was fun.
I don't retract my statements.
Anyway, there's a new trailer for The Conjuring. New horror movie, which is doing so fucking well
in
the US, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's got good reviews.
Isn't it like Paranormal Activity?
It's like, no, it's like more of an exorcism movie, I think.
Oh, okay.
But the trailer we saw wasn't that great. It had some decent moments, but I just want to see the puppet. There's an evil puppet in it.
Is there an evil... Oh, it's not in the trailer, though, is it?
No.
No, we didn't
see it. Like, you'd think, if you had an evil puppet in your movie, it's like, we gotta show that in the trailer.
Yeah. It's a good thing, though, in some ways, because it's like, then you don't reveal it.
I guess. Because they don't want people to think, oh, it's a puppet movie.
Which it
probably isn't.
No, it's not necessarily that. It's just a lot of these kind of horror films show too much.
Yeah,
too much of the
plot. Oh, okay. That might be the surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You need a bit of a surprise.
Fair enough. I don't know. I'll go see it.
I won't. I don't enjoy
I've seen some bad horror films this year. I've seen fucking... I mean, I didn't like Evil Dead.
When's the last good horror film?
Texas Chainsaw 3D. The last good one? I can't even remember, dude. That's how bad it is. I can't remember.
Well, there you go.
So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to... I don't know if I'm looking forward to it, but I'll see it. Like, I hope it's good. But yeah, so that's the big news. Let's move on to the big review for this week.
Yeah.
What do you recommend?
Beer.
We'll have five of those, please. Four of those and a tap water.
What? All right.
A decent film.
A decent film.
Yeah.
Well, that's your review.
Done. End the podcast.
Oh, we forgot to say what we're actually talking about.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, you go ahead.
The World's End.
Yeah.
Is the new Simon Pegg, Nick Frost movie directed by Edgar Wright.
What I meant by decent film is, like, in Britain.
Decent British film.
I know. Decent British film.
Yeah.
The thing is, in Britain, we only seem to be able to do very few genres well.
Yeah.
We seem to produce loads of fucking great actors.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. But, like, actually make films, no. But, like, you know, comedy, every now and again, we do all right. We do all right. So, you know, this particular, like, franchise almost is Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead. And I enjoyed both of those films. And I enjoyed this film as well.
You know, I haven't actually seen Hot Fuzz.
Really? Yeah. Oh, it's fun.
Does it have any supernatural elements, or is it just these two tough cops?
I don't want to say.
Small town.
I don't want to say.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't want to say.
I should watch it then.
Yeah. But it is about police officers and stuff.
But I like that Edgar Wright is, like, taking comedies and then just kind of putting a twist on them.
Like yeah.
Making a zombie yeah. movie. Or in this case, The World's End is more of a sci-fi film.
Yeah, yeah. I like it. It's got a charm to it.
It does have a charm
to it. You know, yeah. it's unapologetic
and in, it's not in the its type,
style. So.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, it's not the type of film that I usually go for. So for, no, me, I know. For me to yeah. enjoy it,
it's but, I mean, pretty, look, okay. it's nothing groundbreaking. We no. get that. But
especially after This Is the End, which is yeah. another comedy end of the world movie.
But it's just refreshing to go see it because you kind of relax into it and just yeah. enjoy some of the humor and the comedy and just have fun. Yeah, it kind of feels like these guys are just having fun making this yeah. film because there's lots of not only silly moments, but you kind of imagine silly moments that they had making the yeah, film yeah. because you've got a really fat guy, you know, in it, who's got lots of action scenes.
Yeah, he's got most of the
action. Yeah, I know. And it's kind of funny to watch that.
There's
yeah.
one scene where he picks up, like, we're talking about Nick Frost, obviously.
Yeah.
He picks up, like, two bar stools.
Yeah.
He's just, like,
yeah.
hitting. But he's hitting, like, okay, spoilers.
Yeah.
We go into
yeah,
spoilers.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to spoil. We always
he's do. Hitting these robots made of blue stuff.
Yep.
In the face. But he's eating them with the cushion.
So I was like,
that doesn't hurt.
No, it just knocks the head off.
Yeah, it does, but it's quite funny that yeah. he's just hitting them kind of the wrong way.
And they have sort of like, they're like big dolls that you used to have yeah, where yeah. they have like pegs so that you can attach, reattach things.
They're like really simply made.
Yeah, yeah, they're really, but like, so these robots... Which they keep, like, making a joke out of the fact
yeah.
that they're not robots, or they are robots, or they're not robots. Yeah, it's robots.
Kind of confusing.
You know?
It kind of, I mean, it's very tongue-in-cheek.
They never actually said what they really are. No. That's what I like. Oh, blanks. They settled on blanks.
Yeah, because they're trying to decide on the name to call them.
Yeah. They were like, so what's that blank? And they just ended up calling them blanks in the end.
There's one name that Nick Frost comes up with when he's really drunk.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really funny, but I forget
what it was. What was it? Blue people? Like, Blue Bloods.
No, it's like a silly name.
Really?
Oh, damn it, I forgot.
There's lots of nice little moments of yeah. the comedy in this and stuff. But the whole thing is actually a nostalgic romp for the main character.
True, because it's all about...
Because there's Simon. A very sad moment in it,
yeah.
actually, where you realise the whole film is kind of this one guy coming to terms with the fact that he never moved on
yeah.
from his... golden era of being young and getting drunk and which having fun. Which was in fun, the 80s.
Nineties.
They said they graduated. It's
just because Simon Pegg looks really old.
I know that it doesn't. It should be the '80s.
It should be the '80s.
But really. it's '90s, and the reason why although you know
they did have those big giant phones.
Yeah, that's '90s.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, that's early '90s.
Yeah,
possibly early, but it is the '90s okay. that they're talking about.
But yeah, because in the first half hour, it's a lot of focusing on Simon Pegg's character.
Yeah.
So you see, they do a pub crawl when they're young. All of
them. Well, I say it's 90s, they graduated in the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah, so they would have been at school in the 80s. Yeah.
So they do this pub crawl in this little town, I forget what it's called.
New Haven. Yeah.
And they go to like 12, was it 12 pubs?
12. 12.
And they have like 60 pints.
Yeah,
all of them.
Between five.
Or
they try to.
Yeah, they try to, but they lose.
They tried to before and had a really great time.
Yeah, they lose people on the way because they're too drunk or whatever.
Yeah.
But they never made it to the World's End, which is the name of the pub. And there's a lot. I mean,
now hang on a second. I need to explain something.
Yeah.
Now, not a lot of people know, unless you're British, what a frigging pub crawl is.
Oh, okay.
Like, because the thing is, when you... Because you said to me, because you're French.
Yeah.
Like, what's a pub crawl? And I was like, you don't know what a frigging pub crawl is? Like, I've never been on one. I was like, okay.
I know what a pub crawl is.
A pub crawl
is, I've never been
is
on one.
Britain's worst invention for alcohol. Because basically what it is you go to one pub, you have a drink... And then you move on to the next one. Now, the reason why we do this in this country is because we have a fucking billion pubs.
Yeah. Right? Like, literally, every street corner has a pub.
Yeah. Like, the famous area of London called Greenwich. I know there's a Greenwich in New York, but it's Greenwich in London. Anyway, so there's a Greenwich in London. And in this particular place, you can do a pub crawl. And I can probably name you 20 fucking pubs in Greenwich alone. And you obviously can't consume 20 pints of anything. Or 20 drinks of anything.
And they all have funny names.
Yeah, they did. Well,
the dog with two heads.
No, they don't. There's no dog with two heads. What are you talking about?
The Prince Charming.
No, there is the Prince Charles.
The Jack Rabbit.
No, there isn't, but that would be a good name for a pub.
The Snake.
I don't think you get the...
And Cowl.
I don't think you get the naming structure.
The Dr. House.
No. Sometimes they're related to the area, but it's like, it's things like the Dog and Bell. That's kind of, that's a pub name, Dog and Bell.
Yeah, a lot of it is
the
actually...
The Toad would be.
A lot of it is Cockney slang, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of it, yeah. A lot of it's Cockney slang, Dog and Bell.
Dog and Whistle.
I think Dog and Bell is phone.
Is it?
Yeah, Dog and Bell is
phone. No, isn't it Dog and Bone?
That's it, sorry, Dog and Bone.
God, how do I know this?
Yeah, pick up the phone. Yeah. Dog and Bone, pick up the phone.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're getting sidetracked.
Sorry. But anyway, so that's what a pub crawl is. Go to one pub, get a drink. Go to the next pub, get a drink. Yeah, so on and so.
Because I was kind of confused because I was like, why do they just have one drink at one pub? I was like, this is weird. I thought
why don't you have 12 pints at one pub?
No, because I thought they'd have a bunch of drinks and then they go to another pub, they have a bunch of drinks. But I guess it's just one drink per pub. Just,
yeah, well, you'd never make it like to more than... Two.
Yeah. Now that I think of it, it's because it's Edgar Wright who did Scott Pilgrim as well. This one also has kind of a video game feel to it, where it's just
absolutely.
You go to one place, you know, you get the fucking level up, and then you go to the next one.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool in a way.
But it, in a sense, I kind of like the fact there's a slight undertone of emotional.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
conflict.
I do think that kind of works against the film a little bit in a way because the first half hour. It's a bit long.
It's a bit slow, yeah. It's slow to get going.
Yeah. It takes time to get to the hook, which is the robots and all that shit. When it happens, you're like, oh, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a tad long. And also, Simon Pegg has a lot of jokes early on, and they're not very funny.
I don't think they're necessarily meant to be.
They kind of fall flat a little bit.
Yeah, but some of them are meant to set up the character that he is.
I know as well.
Gary King.
Where he's kind of like over-eager and kind of just...
I know, but he's... But then you find out later on it's all to deal with his, you know, his alcohol addiction. Yeah.
I don't know, I think the script...
Which is funny because he's on a pub crawl.
Yeah. I know. I think the script could have done with being a little bit sharper in terms of some of the jokes. When it comes to the action, and...
I love the action. I thought really good.
And no,
it's really silly.
Once it gets going, I was into it. Like, I thought it was really fun.
I really like the sort of robotic kind of way in which people spoke.
Yeah.
Like the twins were great. I really liked the twins.
Yeah, because people get replaced. Kind of like in... what's that movie?
Tale of the Body
Snatchers.
Invasion
of the Body Snatchers.
Yeah, Invasion.
They kind of get taken over and they become robots somehow. They never explain.
It's got sort of elements of Stepford Wives.
Yeah, as well. They never explain how any of that shit happens.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, at one point, we were thinking maybe it's all in their head. Maybe they're just really
drunk. Yeah, the more progressively drunk they get, the weirder things get.
Yeah. But then by the end, you're just like, no, this actually happened. Like, because the end is really conclusive.
Strangely, as well.
Yeah. Mm. Martin Freeman's in it. He gets. Mm. He's the first one to get changed.
Oh, yes, yeah, he is.
They're all really good. I mean, the cast is really good.
Yeah. I mean, well, they've... I'm pretty sure they've all worked together
before. Oh, yeah. I'm not sure Pierce Brosnan was really useful. Like, he shows up.
That's a bit bizarre.
It's just like, why are you here? It didn't need to be anyone famous.
I think what they were trying to do, because he's the teacher, they're trying to have a sort of...
He was their teacher, that turns out he's...
Yeah. I think they were trying to have someone who's authoritarian and... Pierce Brosnan can do sort of...
I mean, he was good,
that
but...
kind of role.
Kind of...
He doesn't do comedy, and he looked like he was doing it too seriously.
Yeah, maybe. So. I don't know. He kind of fell flat a little bit as well. Yeah. Like, I wasn't sure where he was there. But Bill Nighy, who does the voice of the big fucking reveal at the end...
Yeah.
You know, he's got the best voice ever, so he can do pretty much anything. He was good. It kind of gets a bit... Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Which
I don't mind.
I don't mind. I do like that.
It's just
the movie, the series and stuff. But it does have its overly silly moments. But
the thing I would say to people about this film, though, is maybe not see it at the cinema.
Yeah, okay.
It's not necessarily a cinematic experience. Yeah. It's a fun film. It's something you should definitely watch with friends.
Yeah.
Maybe in your living room. Invite someone around who's got similar humour to yourself. Sit down when the DVD comes out or, you know.
No, I do agree with that. Yeah.
And
I'm not sure if it's a cinema.
No, you want to have fun. You kind of want to talk over bits and just go, oh, that was funny.
Yeah. Or drink a beer while you're
watching. Yeah, actually, drink a beer while you're fucking watching.
Play a drinking game. Yeah, Every time they drink, you drink.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, something God, like that would be terrible.
We don't condone any sort of drinking on the show.
Yeah, drink responsibly. Which they actually have as a joke. They have as a joke in the film. Oh. Like, in the last pub. In the last pub, there's a pub sign that says, drink responsibly.
And there's lots of funny signs.
They've already had like 10, 11 pints.
I like how it's kind of weird that at the beginning, Nick Frost, they kind of portray him as this kind of. He doesn't want to drink. He drinks tap water for a while.
Yes.
And then he has all these shots in a row.
Yeah, there's this.
And then they're like, because they were saying that he's really strong, that he can take a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
But he's drunk almost instantly.
Yeah.
And sometimes he slurs his words, sometimes he's not drunk. It's kind of all over the place.
Yeah, I know, it is a bit all over. But then again, it's a B film, and it's not meant to be taken too heavily.
Yeah.
Or literally. So that's why I don't mind that kind of stuff. It's like, I mean, if you were to pick apart Robert Rodriguez films, I'm sure you could find a lot wrong technically with those films.
Yeah, of course.
But they're fun, and no one cares, and it's,
Yeah, I mean, I would say
Machete.
Machete.
Sorry, I love Machete. It's such a great film.
I rewatched the trailer for Machete Kills.
Oh, looking forward to it, yeah.
But we're getting...
Sorry.
The World's End, final thoughts. I would say... Yeah, go ahead.
I would say good, fun Sunday film.
Yeah, do you recommend it?
I definitely recommend it. I recommend it for those who enjoy British comedy. Okay, because that's a big thing, okay? Yeah. It is very British. It's got lots of...
Or Simon Pegg movies.
Well, no, it's got lots of British sort of... cultural references
in it
that if you don't like that sort of very kind of local based type humor, and I mean local in the sense of a nation, then you might find this a bit jarring.
Yeah.
But if you like Hot Fuzz, if you like Shaun of the Dead, you know, then
it's not
if
as...
you liked Run, Fat Boy Run, if you like British humour anyway, from whatever reason, Vicar Dibley, Blackadder, Not the 9 o'clock News, Monty Python, all that kind of stuff. If you like all that kind of stuff, then go ahead and watch it, because it's a good addition to sort of British traditional humour. And I enjoyed it.
I mean, I would recommend it as well. Like you said, maybe not at the cinema.
I think it needs to be watched with a drink and friends.
Yeah, and don't expect it to be as good maybe as Shaun of the Dead.
No, it's not. But then again,
or Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, well, Jesus. Shaun of the Dead had a different kind of impact. You weren't necessarily expecting a lot of the things that are in it, whereas this, you kind of expect certain things.
Exactly. So. Yeah. So, but it's all right. Still worth giving it a go. All right, so now let's move on to the big recall for this week.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
All right, the big recall, just to remind all of you, is where we pick a retro film to recommend, or older than 2000.
That's our definition, isn't it?
Yeah. Or
it has to be before 2000 to be necessarily called retro.
Exactly.
Even though the years tick on, we don't move that.
Exactly. Really, it should be 90s. Well, I guess it is 90s.
I don't know.
90s is kind of retro now.
Yeah. I think it does. I think cinema he's in a different place from then. So yeah. Exactly.
So we pick a retro film to recommend and a retro film to not recommend.
Yeah.
As in, don't watch it.
Yeah.
Do you want to start?
Yeah, I'll go ahead.
Go on then.
Yeah. All right. My film not to watch.
Yes.
This is actually recommended to me by an ex-work colleague because. We were talking away about, I think, The Matrix at the time, or we were talking away about action films. And he said, oh, you should see this action film. It's, I really like it and stuff. And I was like, okay, I'll get the DVD. I found it really difficult to find the DVD.
Oh, yeah.
I actually had to buy, like, a German copy of it in order to watch this film. Obviously, without subtitles.
Yeah.
And the name of the film is The Boondock Saints.
Yeah, The Boondock Saints.
Starring quite a bloody cast. It's got William Dafoe. It's got Sean Patrick Fanley.
I don't know.
I know. Don't worry about him. It's got Billy Connolly.
Billy Connolly's in it, yeah.
And it's got someone called Norman Reedus. They're the main cast, anyway.
Yeah. I haven't seen the movie, but I've seen parts of it.
Anyway.
And
I saw the film, and I went into work, like, on the Monday or something like that, and I said to him, it's fucking shit. It's, like, it's really bad. But there's this weird, looking online and stuff, there's this weird kind of cult movement for the damn thing. You know, it's got this
kind of... I can see why, to be honest.
All right. So, the premise of the whole film is you have these Irish... twins, fraternal twins, who live in Boston, and they just kind of become vigilantes, and you don't really kind of figure out why.
Yeah,
you just kind of,
justice.
Yeah, for justice. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, they do, and it kind of you follow them going around enacting kind of really harsh punishments on gangsters and other
mobsters
and stuff like that. It progresses on. Billy Connolly gets introduced as sort of a...
In a birdcage?
Yeah.
A bird!
He at first kind of gets hired to take out the Boondock Saints, but then I think he joins them towards...
Isn't that his first line?
William Dafoe... Shut up. William Dafoe...
I'm a bird!
Shut up. William Dafoe is the FBI agent.
Yeah.
Who is gay, is in drag in this film at one point, and is very sort of flamboyant. And the reason why I say gay is because it actually kind of comes up as a plot point in the film, because, you know, his behavior and his...
And William Dafoe thinks that gay means over the top.
Yeah. All right. The only reason I would say to watch this film is to watch William Dafoe's...
Yeah. That's what I mean. I get
the rest of it is boring and silly and pointless.
From what I saw from it, it's a lot like Deadfall, the Nicolas Cage movie.
Yeah,
which Nicolas Cage is completely cartoonish in it.
Yes,
to the point where it's like you don't care what the fuck the film's about because it's boring.
Yeah,
but whenever Cage is there, you're just like, that's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's the same kind of thing, because whenever Willem Dafoe's in this, it's so over the top. It's like Gary Oldman fucking Leon.
Yeah.
But Leon was a good movie. So
it's just that one scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone! Yeah. Just type... By the way, if you want to see that one clip, type everyone into YouTube. It's always the first
one. Yeah, just type everyone.
No, just type everyone. You get it. It's the first one. It's always the first one. Awesome. It says Gary Oldman, everyone. And it
YouTube's like, awesome.
Yeah. That's why I love YouTube. Anyway. So... weirdly enough, this entire film is on YouTube, so if you really want to watch it, go ahead. I don't recommend it, because it's not good. I mean, it's technically it's not very good.
It looks really poorly made. It's
poorly made, but not in a fun, charming way. Like, the thing is, if they took sort of William Dafoe's approach, if everyone in the film took William's approach, it could have been fun. Like, it could have been a piss take of action films of the time.
Yeah, like Pulp Fiction. So it could have been like a parody of Pulp Fiction.
Exactly. Like that. It could have been that kind of... Oh, it's nowhere near as well written. But I don't recommend it. It's not even got a proper ending. It sort of just ends... It's not got a proper beginning. It hasn't got like the normal three-act system, really.
It's got one act.
It's just got one act. Action!
things.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm done. All right. I'm done.
My pick for a retro film to recommend is 1979's The Brood.
Ooh.
Which is an early David Cronenberg film.
Ooh.
Yeah. You've never seen that one?
No, I'm afraid not. Sorry.
I'll tell you the story.
Go ahead.
It's about a husband who investigates a psychologist's unconventional therapy that this psychologist is doing therapy on his wife, who's kind of gone insane and is now in an institution. But the psychologist, who's played by Oliver Reed, he's got these weird techniques. Like, at one point, there's a play going on stage where he's just, getting into someone's mind. It's really weird. And it turns out there's something even weirder going on. And, because these mutant children are just running around committing murders. And you're just like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? But then at the end, they reveal why that matters. Yeah. And at first I was like, oh, it's maybe a projection, of, like the woman's actually projecting these things. And yeah, that's kind of what happened.
Yeah.
But it gets really fucked up where you see where the kids come from.
Yeah.
She kind of gives birth to one at one point, but just comes out of her rather than everything.
Quaid.
Yeah, kind of. It's like, Quaid. And it's like, opens up a pouch. It's like,
oh.
It's really horrible, but it's like the best ending to any movie ever. So yeah.
Okay.
So it's kind of messed
Thanks
up.
For that.
No worries. It's pure.
So what's good about this film?
No, it's a good movie. It's like well made, and you're just watching it. And you're like, where is this going? And then when it gets there, you're like, that's fucked up. So just for that, it's but it's a fun movie. It's well made. And just really weird. It's an oddity. And if you like David Cronenberg movies, if you've seen The Fly and the more recent films he's done, this is a good one to go back and check out. Because it's not one of the obvious ones to have watched. So, yeah. So that's my pick for retro film to watch. The Brood. Messed up mutant children pouches movie. I know it's been a while, but we're going to do the big game this week.
Yay.
I said last week we would do it, and someone actually guessed the last week's
song. Oh, because we haven't done it for a few weeks.
No, it was a while. So, yeah, let's move on to end things with the big game. I should remind you, because it's been a while. This week is called I Shat Myself.
It's always I Shat Myself.
I know. Oh, the theme to I Shat Myself. Let me play. I Shat Myself. There you go, that's the thing.
One of these days, it's just going to be true.
I just shit myself.
Yeah, I would just be like, get the fuck out of my house.
That'd be awesome. But yeah, basically, this is the part where I display my horrible William Shatner impression, which I haven't done in weeks. So
it's going to be rusty.
It's going to be even worse.
Yeah.
Where I sing something, and you have to guess what I'm singing. And then you get a shout-out in the big shout-out section of the show. I'm not sure I'm ready for this. Are you?
No.
Okay, I need to work my voice. Sorry.
I don't think Shatner does that.
No, he doesn't. I don't think he does any acting exercise at all before it starts. That's it. I'm ready. All right, let's start this and end it quickly. You ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Don't look at me when I'm singing. It's creepy.
I can't. All
right.
I'm gonna laugh over here.
Okay. This is I Shat Myself. I got chills. They're multiplying, and I'm losing control of the power you're supplying. It's electrifying. You better shape up, cause I need a man. I need a man, Jake. And my heart is set on you. You better shape up. You better understand. To my heart, I must be true. Nothing left. Nothing left for me to do. There you go. That was I Shat Myself. If you know what I was singing,
why am I friends with you?
Send us an email.
I don't understand.
At bigrewindpodcast@gmail.com, or you can send me a tweet at the Retro Critic. Are you okay, Jamie? I know it's always difficult for you. Sometimes you cry, sometimes you don't. This is one of those crying moments, isn't it?
No, it's more like one of those moments like I'm contemplating calling either the police or calling an ambulance.
Come on,
I can have you institutionalized.
Come on, we both had boners 20 minutes ago.
Thank you.
Where did the love go, Jamie? I think it's time for the big shout out.
Yeah, good. Let's move on.
Big shout out. All right, I've got actually people to shout out this time because not one person, but two people guessed.
Lovely.
The song I was singing last time in I Shat Myself, it was Eye of the Tiger.
Of course it was.
Yes, it was. It was an easy one. the first person to guess it was, I think it was Justin Smith, which you can find at Onyer6. That's Onyersix. He hosts a podcast of his own. And he's a writer for newbereview.com. He's a tea drinker, Jamie. And he owns a chinchilla.
Okay,
I know everything about this person.
There's some weird like qualifying statements. And chinchilla.
That's what it says on his Twitter.
It's just, now you kind of have to imagine him in a chair with a cup of tea and like, stroking a chinchilla.
All those things. Yeah. Doing a podcast.
Yeah.
And writing.
Have you seen chinchillas before? In real life?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
They're cute.
They're glorious.
The only problem is...
I'd have sex with one in a heartbeat.
No, you wouldn't.
Again.
God damn... No, it's the police now. I'm calling the police now. If you hear a siren in the background...
I think they're here for you and Chloe Moretz, all right?
Shut up. I don't retract my statement.
It's because of that picture, isn't it? Hey, it wasn't a gory picture or anything. It was a picture from IMDb.
I know.
You're a perv.
Shut up.
The other person to guess Eye of the Tiger was called Insert Name. That's his name.
I know, but it could be
It's quite funny. It's you can find him at Shagwit. 82. There's 82 Shagwits.
No, 82 is probably for a year.
Yeah.
Oh, Shagwit.
And it's written, you know, as it said, Shagwit. He likes Alan Partridge.
Oh,
the TV show.
Yes, no, but in the film's coming up soon.
Yeah.
He must be excited.
Yeah. He likes the TV show Sherlock. And he dislikes...
Oh, yes, yeah, sure. It's a really good TV show.
He dislikes Michael Bay, just like you.
Oh, yeah, I hate Michael Bay.
And he feels that most...
What's Michael Bay doing now?
He's
doing something, isn't he?
He's doing Ninja Turtles, but he's doing Transformers 4 first.
Yeah.
And he feels that most remakes are shit, which is pretty true. Most.
Oh, yeah.
Not all.
There's, like, some very minor exceptions, like True Grit. You know, there are just... certain exceptions.
Yes. But yeah, so that's the shout outs. Oh, I should shout out again. You can find me at the Retro Critic. On the blog is retrocriticblog.blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, again, if you want to email us, bigrewindpodcast@gmail.com.
Cool.
I'm on YouTube as well, but fuck that. You can find me. You can find me, just type me. First type everyone and watch that video.
Watch that.
Do you have anyone?
Everyone.
Do you have anyone to shout out, Jamie?
No.
You just want to shout out everyone, don't you?
No.
Everyone.
No.
Everyone.
No.
Do it, Jamie.
No.
Shout out everyone.
Everyone.
There you go. You shout out the. You did a shout out to your cat a while ago, and now you're shout outing everyone. Shout outing is not a verb, by the way.
Shout outing.
Made that shit up. Next week, we'll be back with our 10th episode. There's going to be something fucked up happening there. Something special. I don't know what it is.
We'll watch a film.
We might have Chloe Moretz as a guest. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Fuck off.
I don't know.
Don't get me excited.
Oh, my God. Now the police really are coming for you. Yeah, so I don't know what we're going to do, but we'll do something special. And we'll be reviewing The Wolverine is out.
Yes.
Which I think is a sequel to Shark in Japan. Except it's Wolverine in Japan. Oh, no, it was Jaws in Japan.
Yeah, it's Jaws in Japan, but I prefer yours.
Shark in Japan.
Shark in Japan.
That's good. Even lamer.
It's like, no, because Jaws in Japan did so well that they wanted to kind of make a film slightly related to it so they could use the box cover as stuff. So they called it Shark in Japan.
I got an idea for the best movie.
What?
Jaws-nado.
Stop it.
What?
Just stop it.
Jaws-nado.
Shut up. It's like I've had enough with this Nado stuff.
It's like Sharknado, but with Jaws. Come on. Jaws-nado!